going all over like you do in the airplane when you're flying, you do those little puzzles. You know, that's the real message. And that's frightening. That is frightening stuff. Because again, the end of the book of Revelation says, if you add anything to what's written in this book, shall be added to you what? There are plagues that are in here. Am I going to say this is the secret message? The Bible's full of secret codes and nobody could ever know them until the computers came along? There is a certain document, and I was looking over it 2 days ago. There's a certain document that, using codes, predicted in cryptic acrostic codes the assassination specific day or month and the means by which the following people were assassinated, written long ago. Mahatma Gandhi, President Muawad, Lebanese, who was bombed in his car, Leon Trotsky, executed with an ice pick on August 20th, 1940, Martin Luther King, shot with a gun, R.F. Kennedy and Sirhan Sirhan, specifically spelled out their names, I've seen them in that little scheme, John F. Kennedy shot in the head with a rifle from a concealed place, and all of that is in the lines. You have to jump a little and make turns, but you can get there. The assassination of Abraham Lincoln and the assassination of Yitzhak Rabin, and then the last one, and there's a whole little deal on that, the death of Princess Diana. And where is all of that unbelievable prophecy hidden? In Moby Dick. If you don't think so, go to the public domain text of Moby Dick on your computer. I think I have just one more. The attacks from carnal wisdom. The attacks from carnal wisdom. What do I mean by this? I mean, oh, I can't believe in creation. I can't believe in Genesis. It just doesn't make sense with science. So, really, science trumps God. I can't believe in the doctrine of election. It's not reasonable. I can't believe in a doctrine of eternal punishment. That's not fair. Just keep following that. You'll be an inclusive Arminian evolutionary universalist. And you will never come back to this conference. Enough is enough.